Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And podcast ratings are going crazy. Thank you. Tell people about it. We also have them posted at thecommonsenseshow.com. And let me remind you, we still have thecommonsenseshow.tv, and we get that special price in place for exactly 6 more days. And then, like I said, new prices kick in. If you're an existing customer, don't pay attention. Doesn't affect you. This is just for new people coming in. I'll tell you, we've assembled a panel of experts over there, and we're kicking butt and taking names. People love the show. We're getting 4.5, 5-star ratings on the world's platforms. So continue to tell your friends about that. Also, too, just real quickly here, the railroad strike is set to go off on September 16th. 62% of food and agriculture is transported by rail. Only 28% of the volume for the country is transported by rail, but 62% of food and agriculture, and that's from the Department of Transportation. And you've had over 100 plants destroyed that process food since Biden's come into power. Of course, that's just a coincidence. They're after the food, folks. And so I'm telling you right now, step out of the way of it right now and get as much storable food as you can while you can. And that time is growing short. So go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com for 25-year shelf life. The food tastes just fine. I'm telling you, I've had different servings of this just to check it out because I didn't want to be surprised with my supply. And it's just fine. And you get 2,000 calories per day. So foodwithdave.com. Also, we're brought to you by Health Masters, the group that has kept yours truly off the operating table not once, but twice. And they've helped our friend Doug Hagman over there with various blood sugar issues. And, of course, we're talking about Health Masters and Dr. Ted Brower. And we're a proud advertiser on our website for healthmasters.com as well. So whatever ails you, try the natural approach. It's a lot more economical, and many times it's a lot more effective. And speaking of Dr. Ted Brower, he's our guest today on The Common Sense Show. And we're going to be talking about the phenomenon known as shedding. I know what shedding is. I don't know a lot of the details, but I suspect we will before we're done. Hello, Ted, my friend. How you doing, man? I'm so glad you're here with us. I really am.
Well, thank you so much, Dave, for having me on. And I just want to thank all the folks that, you know, had the basically knew about my wife's passing several weeks ago and sent flowers to the funeral. You guys are all absolutely amazing. And I thank you for your continued prayers. And I've done one more thing because I have now a lot of extra time on my hands. I've set up a personal email, askdrtedb@yahoo.com. That's askdrtedb@yahoo.com. And if you have any questions you want to ask me, please feel free to go ahead and email me. I'll do the best I can to answer all the emails. But if you want to say negative stuff and do negative things, please don't email me. I'm just going to delete you. Just thought I'd let you know that. I don't have any interest in any of that. But if you want some help or you want to have some encouragement or whatever, I'll do the best I can to do that. And yes, we're going to talk about vaccine shedding today. And we're going to talk about standing your ground and basically staying away from the globalist, you know, pitfalls they've set up for us. And, you know, the FDA has known about vaccine shedding for years. This is an article by Rhonda Wilson. It's very, very well done. It's posted on the healthmasters.com website. And they've known about vaccine shedding for years. They've even issued guidance on how to evaluate the risks. In 2015, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued guidance on how to conduct shedding studies during the preclinical and clinical development of virus or bacteria-based gene therapy products. Shedding, as described by the FDA, is the excretion or release of a product from a vaccinated person's body. The shed gene therapy product may be infectious and so raises safety concerns related to the risks of transmission to untreated individuals. This is a direct quote. Various studies and documents, including a study by Pfizer, indicate vaccine shedding and transmission are occurring. And let me ask you a question. Would you trust anything that is shed from a COVID injection as good for you or anyone around you? University of Colorado study they published in May, they said that basically there's a new mechanism which may be used for herd immunity, and that is the aerosol, like through tree sneezes and breathing, the aerosol transfer of antibodies between immune and non-immune hosts. This is a study from the University of Colorado, friends. And consistent with the results reported by others, the researchers detected antibodies in both vaccinated people's saliva and their face masks. In other words, when they're basically wearing a mask, which I think they should if they've been vaccinated, quite frankly, that they're going to basically transmit this into their basically face masks. Given these observations, we hypothesize that the droplet aerosol antibody transfer might occur between individuals, much like a droplet aerosol virus particles can be exchanged by the same route. She goes on to say, to test whether the transmission was occurring, The researchers took nasal swabs from unvaccinated children of vaccinated parents and tested them for SARS-CoV-specific antibodies and found a significant positive relationship. This is important. The concept of self-spreading vaccines is not new, as the University of Colorado study claims, but the study does leave us wondering whether the research provided and proved that only antibodies are being transmitted or whether viral particles, here we go, such as the spike protein contained in these injections of the graphene are also being shed. In their November 2020 dose filing, Pfizer called this transmission or shedding environmental exposure. What? No, it's not as environmental transfer through droplets, in which Pfizer stated can occur by breathing, here we go, the same air or touching the skin of a person that's been vaccinated. According to Pfizer, the vaccine contents are both infectious and contagious. Oh, yes, nice. The Pfizer document specifically mentions healthcare providers, family members, breastfeeding babies, and pregnant women are at the risk of environmental exposure. This author continued this report that the release of both the Pfizer and biotech interim data results showing is promising but remains questioned. What? Questioning? Okay, another question is that the information we have so far can't answer is whether, in addition to keeping you from getting sick, the vaccine prevents you from transmitting the virus to others. It may even increase transmission of an asymptomatic vaccinated individuals unaware they're infected and shed sufficient virus to transmit to others and infect others with COVID. This is the bacterial program that I told you guys years about on Dave's program. And this is what they're doing it for, to reduce the population of the planet.
Yeah, I want to ask you about the duration. So from the time someone gets vaccinated, is there any estimate from these studies about how long that they are spreading the through shedding? Is there a limit?
Well, the reality is, Dave, the majority of the shedding, they say, occurs within the first 90 days. Okay. Of the injection, because the body starts to process this stuff through the liver. It gets incorporated into the cell structure. But I personally think that 90 days is a pretty good example of how long you need to stay away from certain people. I've got another friend of mine. He, when he goes in the public now, especially when they release new variants of this, he basically wears a mask. He wears a mask to protect himself from viral shedding. Now,
but masks don't work. Well, that's been proven.
Well, they'll do a little bit as far as aerosol droplet contamination. Now, they won't work as far as stopping all of it. You're absolutely right, Dave. But I'm not recommending you wear a mask. I'm not going to do that. But what I do is I take N-acetylcysteine when all these people are shedding around me. I take vitamin D3 on a regular basis, vitamin C on a regular basis, zinc on a regular basis. And if you had hydroxychloroquine or some type of ivermectin from a prescription source, you could also take that as a prophylactic. But remember, guys, it's very important, and potassium iodide, by the way, is very important for all this as far as taking it orally. But you got to remember, this group of people out there that are doing this they're doing it for one reason, pretty much only. They're using it basically for mass compliance through, how should I say, fear. That's number one. And the second reason, if you combine them together, would be the fact that they want to reduce the population of the planet. A lot of people that I know and have known over the last couple of years who've been vaccinated now are deathly ill. They're developing long blood clots, and these blood clots are being formed from these amyloid plaques that are occurring in their blood vessels. These can't be dissolved with any type of blood thinner. They have to literally have to go into these people's legs and strip them out. I've got a friend of mine who's a car guy over in Tampa. He's a salesman, and I've known the guy for 20, 25 years. And I spoke to him last year, and I warned him about viral shedding. I warned him about what would happen with vaccines. I warned him about all these problems, but he didn't listen. He decided to go ahead and get the vaccine. And told me that he was first in line, and basically he did, the whole three boosters, et cetera, et cetera. And now he basically has extreme clotting in his legs. In fact, he went in a few weeks ago, about a month ago now, and had to have these clots stripped out of his legs because he developed gangrene in his left foot from the lack of circulation. Because if you don't get oxygen, you develop gangrene and your tissue starts to rot. And now he's doing absolutely awful, and there's a high probability he won't live. And he was bragging to me before he developed the gangrene about how he took the shot and he hadn't had COVID. He had all the boosters and he was first in line. He'll continue to take all the boosters. And I just looked at him and I said, look, bud, I said, this is not okay. You're going to find out the hard way that this was a horrible mistake. He goes, oh, that's never going to happen to me. Blah, blah, blah. I'm healthy. I said, okay, whatever. Just do what you think you need to do, because I'm not going to argue with people. I can't fix people if they don't want to listen. And now he's almost dead. And in fact, I haven't checked on the last couple of weeks. He may have already died. I hope he hasn't, but it's a possibility. So this is the thing that we see now happening all over the United States and all over the world. And I promise you, this massive kill-off that we've had on the population already is just starting. And they're going to use all kinds of other things. They call it sudden adult death syndrome.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, stupid, Dave. And, they develop the same thing with children. after they started doing all those vaccine schedules in the 86, suddenly these children are developing sudden infant death syndrome. The babies are sleeping after they had all their vaccines, and within, 24 hours, I think 70 or 80% of the vaccine children who died from SIDS have just been vaccinated within 24 hours. And these kids were dying all over the place, but they said it's sudden infant death syndrome. We don't know why this is happening. Sure they do. Sure they do. It's from the vaccines they were pumping into these little bitty babies because their bodies couldn't handle the onslaught. And the same thing is happening now, with adults. You're having sudden adult death syndrome. People are just dying all over the country and all over the world because they've been vaccinated. And we need to understand this. This is basically the Kabbalist Luciferian sect, the synagogue of Satan, that has come in and has decided they're going to do this. And we need to realize something. This whole synagogue of Satan thing, their whole thing is to turn everything upside down. They want to destroy God's creation to the best of their ability, and they do it by inversion. They want to make everything good bad and everything bad good because they believe that way they can bring back their serpent god. I mean, we got to realize who this synagogue of Satan is. You can also call them Goldman Sachs, central banks, the Rothschild agents, the Sabbateans, the Khazarians, the Druids, the spawn of Satan, the synergy of Satan, the Kabbalists, the worshippers of Ein Sof. All these different people that are out there doing these different groups are all part of the ancient Canaanite religions that came forward and basically were put together through the Zohar in 72 AD. And they're like a how-to of witchcraft and wizardry and weirdo stuff.
Fred, I got to slow you down just a second here. You're giving us so much information, my brain is racing. Let me ask you, tell the audience what Zohar is.
The Zohar was a book that was written in 72 AD after the fall of Jerusalem by a group of these quote-unquote warriors, priest class or whatever they were. They were Jews who basically had left Israel because they basically were hiding from the Romans who were trying to kill all the Jews and scatter the Jews after they burned the temple. This is 72 AD. And what they did, they put together a how-to primer combining the ancient Canaanite religions, the ancient religions of Egypt, the ancient religions of the worshiping of Baal and Asherah and Moloch, and they put it into a how-to primer of witchcraft and weirdo stuff. And what it is a book on Satanism, on how to basically be a good little Satanist. And it's the Zohar. And this is the group that the Kabbalists practice from. Madonna said one time, she goes, this is an ancient text of Judaism that I am practicing from Kabbalah. No, it's an ancient text of witchcraft and weirdo stuff that she was practicing the Kabbalah with. The same thing with Katy Perry and all the rest of these other singers. They all practice this. That's why Katy Perry did that one big MTV award ceremony where she was a witch stirring a big cauldron, and they all run around acting like a bunch of witches because they probably are actual witches, and they're involved in all of this crazy stuff. Because they want to create this inversion, because they want to create enough negative energy in the planet to resurrect their serpent god. That's the goal here.
Yeah.
And this was brought to us by Sabbatane Zevi in 1666, who claimed to be the Messiah. And he said that we have to create evil everywhere in order to bring this serpent back from the pit. So everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. The military destroys our weather. The universities destroy knowledge. The food destroys our health. The governments destroy our freedom. Major media destroys information and truth. And religions and all these weird things they practice, et cetera, all the satanic stuff destroys faith and relationships with God.
Ted,
that's who they are, Dave.
I need to get you to just back away from your microphone by an inch. We're overmodulating a little bit.
Okay, is that better, Dave?
Oh, yeah, it's better. Thank you. You're right. The Bible talks about this, Ted. The day will come when evil is good and good is evil. And that day is here. What person in their right mind would talk to first graders about oral sex? What person in their right mind would do that? That's absolutely crazy. What teacher would ultimately bring in a curriculum which would make kids dislike each other and resent each other just based on skin color in their own classrooms? I can't even conceive of the right answer for this. There isn't an answer. These people are possessed, and you're right, they're turning everything upside down. You said it very well.
Well, thank you, David. A year and a half ago, I addressed the school board in our town. I told them that we voted, and they're going to see what happens in the next election. And all but one of the people that were the radical leftists and communists and one of them, the hardcore lesbian, leftists, they've been defeated. They're not going to be on the school board anymore. And then they posted on their Facebook page, they said, the homeschoolers have no right to stand against us because they're homeschooling their children because they were so desperate to try to figure out how not to get defeated. But we defeated them because in Florida here, Governor DeSantis passed election integrity laws a couple years ago because he saw all the cheating in all of the precincts. Now, when you go to a precinct here in Florida after these laws were passed, you have to provide a government form of ID. Then they basically have – you have to be a registered voter. Number two. Number three, they strip off your ballot and they strip it to your voter ID, and they basically run it through a computer system so that everybody knows that you've already voted and you can't go vote in another precinct. They have really cleaned up the voting here in Florida. I would like it better to go to basically paper ballots completely so you can have any kind of hacking into the system. But Governor DeSantis has really, really done some good here in Florida. Now, whether he's going to be a globalist, whether he's going to be like Donald Trump, or if he gets into office as far as the presidency, which I hope he does, and not Donald Trump, we're going to see if he actually stands his ground or he starts putting CFR members back into into all these government positions like Donald Trump did. And there was a really good article today, and I'm going to cover it for just a second. It was by Leo Homan. I like this guy.
Yeah, you too.
He says, forget about Biden, Trudeau, and Macron and the rest of the WEFs, that's the World Economic Forum's puppet politicians, because they're completely controlled through Lucifer. By the way, I'm adding that. It's the system that rules us and the system that is broken, and these guys have come in now, and they've destroyed us through breaking the system. He goes, there's so much been written about Joe Biden's speech as far as the soul of the nation speech that I've resisted to weigh in. In a nutshell, Biden declared all MAGA Republicans to be enemies of the state, which seemed to be nudging America in the direction of a one-party rule. My concern is that people's attention are too focused on Biden and Trump and not enough on the sweeping global transformation that is occurring as we speak. And this is exactly – he's right.
He's right.
The globalists are in the final stages of a plan to push the U.S. and the world into a new digital system that is designed for near 100% compliance. Remember what Klaus Schwab said? By 20, that you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. That's what they're doing. And they want to get rid of all currency and go to a digital currency, and everybody has to get a personal credit score. Now, the way they're going to maintain this and manage this, they're planning on reducing the population of the planet by 90%. They want to bring us down to 500 million, according to the George Guidestones, which have thankfully been destroyed. But regardless of where people fall in this political spectrum, you can't lose sight of the fact that Biden is nothing but a puppet on a string, as is Donald Trump. He goes on to say, I say this as a person who's a no-Trump cheerleader. I fell out of Trump for the first time I heard him brag about being the catalyst for the greatest medical genocide project in human history, which would be Operation Warp Speed. And he continues to push the vaccines to this day, knowing that they're toxic. But hating Biden is kind of like hating the cashier at your local big box store because you don't like the store's return policy. Trump and Biden's controllers, both the upper echelon globalists, no, they can't take down the most powerful and wealthy country in the world unless it can be divided up among racial, political, social, and religious lines. They will purposely create crises like the border debacle, 9/11, violent crime waves, mass shootings, and then use the media to gaslight the public on each side of that issue to continue to divide. The reality is this. The problem would never existed had they, the Kabbalist, Luciferian, globalist cult weirdos, hadn't flung open the borders, hadn't funded prosecutors who refuse to prosecute violent offenders. And basically, if your goal is to destroy a nation, you must know you must first destroy social cohesion. They look at how you stand on these controversies on their own creation. They assign you to one of two teams, Team Biden, Team Trump, both teams of the World Economic Forum. It just makes it easier and so much easier for them when all of your eyes are diverted on these two divisive puppets. Then he goes on to say, I'm still not sure if Trump is a willing puppet or he simply fell into the role, but he is a puppet. If he were the actual president exercising all of the powers invested in the office of 4 years, he would have fired all of the globalists on his team instead of inserting more CFR members, Council on Foreign Relations member than any other president in recent history, or basically he never hired them in the first place. But he's surrounding himself with guys like Bill Barr, who is absolutely awful as attorney general. Christopher Wray is the FBI director, who's still there, and his own son-in-law, Jared Kushner, General Mark Miley, is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and many other CFR globalists. When the 72 hours last week, these two puppets, Biden and Trump, had mutually declared each other to be enemies of the state. This has never happened. We've got a former president and the current president of the United States each calling others, the other person, culpable enemy combatants deserving the gallows. So the globalists are masters. This is the Kabbalist Luciferian sect. This is the synagogue of Satan I talked about earlier. They're the ones that are masters of manipulating public opinion through the roster of puppet politicians who are largely hated by their own nations, including Biden, Trudeau, Trump, Mario Draghi, Emmanuel Macron, Mark Rutte, Jacqueline Ardern. All of these people are part of the economic forum, which serves as a puppet master. The strength of the global system right now is that it has no human face to which its components can rally against, except for Klaus Schwab. And now they're saying, you can't be talking about the World Economic Forum. You can't talk about Klaus Schwab. Why not? Because this is the group they're using now to push all of this together. And we need to understand that. And you realize that this thing is baked into the system. You know, the best thing you can call it is a global technocracy. And technocracy is the science of social engineering, which results in the rule by experts. And technocrats hate politicians. It is wonder money. It is no wonder they're making all of them look bad right now. And this is how they're going to bring their Antichrist in. This guy's going to come in. He's going to be, quote unquote, the man that has the peacemaker. He's the one that's going to come in and say, I'm going to make everything right again in the world because I'm the peacemaker. And he's going to be the evil one. He's going to be the person, basically, that is being put into power by Lucifer himself. Now, they've got a couple of things they've got to do first. They've got to rebuild the third temple in Israel. They have to do that because the Bible says in the book of Thessalonians that the Antichrist is going to come out into the temple steps and declare himself God. They know that. That's why there's been this big push now to push this temple in Israel to basically create this Antichrist to come in to rule the world. And the sad part about it is Christians are actually coming in now, and these Kabbalists are going into these churches and praying in unknown languages using Kabbalist hand signs. I can send you videos and prove that to you. You could go look. I'm not going to mention any names, but the reality is this is the group that comes in and does this. And then they tell you, you have to give money to the temple fund, which this is the temple that's going to bring out the Antichrist. And the Christians is gleefully put money into the offering plate to support the temple fund, which is going to support the Antichrist, which is going to bring in the book of Revelation, which is going to cause massive destruction on the entire planet. And it's stupid how they've been brainwashed by the Scofield Reference Bible by Cyrus Scofield that was written over 100 years ago that was put into publication by a guy by the name of Samuel Untermeyer, who's the same guy who blackmailed Woodrow Wilson to get the Federal Reserve Act passed, and the same guy that blackmailed Woodrow Wilson to get the income tax passed, and the same guy that blackmailed Woodrow Wilson to get the first – to get brandished on the Supreme Court, which pushed the United States into World War I. He's the same guy, by the way, in 1933 who got on WABC Network and basically in New York radio and declared war on Germany by the international Kabbalist Luciferians that he was basically representing. This is the same guy. And so we understand that what they did by creating by taking over Palestine through the Balfour Declaration, by creating the State of Israel. And now, guys, listen to me. I don't know if you want to agree with any of this stuff or not. I don't care. But the reality is this. Israel is the home of the Costa Nostra. I talked to Benjamin Netanyahu personally. Years ago, I had lunch with him when I was doing a seminar. There were about 10 of us there at lunch. And he was answering questions from all of us. He was talking about how all of these backdoor computer systems go through Israel because they're the ones who are designing a lot of the software all over the world. He was trying to get us to invest in his companies that he was representing. This group of people, this synagogue of Satan that I mentioned first, I'm not talking about Jews now. I'm talking about Satanists because there are a lot of Jews that are not involved in any of this stuff. So don't get all wrapped up in that. Don't start pointing fingers like that, because most of the people that are Jewish, who claim to be Jewish, are not involved in this. This is the higher echelon of people who claim to be Jews, but the Bible says they are not. They are of the synagogue of Satan. Remember that. That's really important that you don't start to say all these people are bad, because it's not true. But what we have to understand is this group – I mean, Hillary Clinton's not Jewish. Neither is Bill Clinton. Neither is Donald Trump. Now, what they are, you know, they're all part of this – how should I say, mechanism that's being used against the population of the United States. And don't send me your hate mail about Trump. I don't want to hear it. I voted for him the first time. I did not vote for Biden the second time. I voted Libertarian the second time. I'll tell you how I voted. But I'm not going to vote for the lesser of two evils anymore. Donald Trump pushed red flag gun laws in Florida so hard after the Parkland shooting that basically we now have red flag gun laws in the state of Florida. So if you say something to your neighbor or say something to your wife or say something to anybody or anybody makes up anything about you, they just come to your house and seize your weapons. For no reason whatsoever, without any due process. Just thought I'd mention that. He won't be found guilty of anything except for we're going to take your guns. Donald Trump pushed that. And then he had his daughter push to every member of Congress to try to get red flag gun laws in the entire country, which is nightmarish, plus all the World Economic Forum, plus Operation Warp Speed, plus Donald Trump closed the country down and carpet bombed the economy. And we're still dealing with all this. And then, of course, Biden noticed. Just picked up the train, picked up the reins of Operation Warp Speed. Have you ever noticed, guys, that even since John F. Kennedy, who was my favorite president, who was a Democrat, he was my favorite candidate, my favorite president that I can remember in my lifetime. Then you had Johnson, who was absolutely an abysmal failure, absolutely pushed this whole, how should I say, drug trade out of Southeast Asia, which had entire shows on that. Read the book Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Mafia, and the Vatican. Then you got Johnson goes to Nixon. I mean, Nixon was just another puppet that was used. It was unbelievably evil at the core. He even attended Bohemian Grove, as did most of these guys. And then you go from Nixon to Carter. Carter was just another global stooge. And he was absolutely awful, presided over 18-20% inflation. Then we had Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan started off pretty good. He did, because he hated communism. against him, but they shot him a few months into office. And then they kept him medicated for the next 8 years. And then basically George H. Bush ran the entire White House for the 8 years that Ronald Reagan was president, pretty much. And then Ronald Reagan was told to push this vaccine mandate stuff in 86, in which everybody gets injected. And it just goes on and on. And it's just a continuation. Then George H. goes to Clinton. Then Clinton goes to Bush again, which was a disaster as far as this whole thing with 9/11 and the Patriot Act. Then that goes to basically Obama, which is a complete total gay mess with a transgender husband. I mean, according to Joan Rivers. And then we get Trump, massively divisive, telling us what we wanted to hear, and then not doing what he said he was going to do, saying he wanted to be the most pro-gay agenda in the history of the White House. Then we have this mess with Biden. They're all the same. Everybody continues the narrative all the way through, and the only two in there were Kennedy and Reagan, but Reagan got shot, and Kennedy got shot, imagine that, and killed, and this is the group that has continued to dominate politics, and they continue to run everything through Jeffrey Epstein and Mossad. I mean, think about that for a second, 1,000 politicians. Dave, why don't we have the names of the 1,000 politicians or so and all these other girls that some of them seem to have disappeared?
Because they are making our laws. That's why.
That's exactly right, Dave. Because they're the ones in charge, and they won't let their own names be released. And they're the ones that are completely and totally compromised. And they say to them, if you don't do what we tell you to do and you don't vote the way we tell you to vote, we're going to show you screwing a little 12-year-old girl. Now, you didn't know she was 12. She had makeup on. She looked like she was 18, but she was 12. And we've got her birth certificate here. We got a timestamp on this video, and we're going to ruin you. And we're going to basically say you're a pedophile. Or they're gonna have you with a whore.
Well, you know what Nick Bryan says. He wrote the book The Franklin Scandal. I interviewed him years ago twice, and he said they don't even have to even done anything wrong. Although most of them have, they can photograph them and they can videotape them in positions where it looks like they're doing something wrong, even though they're not, because that's how they got Obamacare through. They flipped a dozen votes at the midnight hour to get Obamacare through, and this was the reason why.
Well, that's why I mean, think about Trump. Trump came in. He wanted to get rid of Obamacare. He couldn't get rid of Obamacare. He got rid of the forced, payments that people were having to pay. But he didn't get rid of Obamacare. And he had a controlled Senate, a Republican controlled Senate and controlled House. And he still couldn't get it done because he couldn't get these people that have been compromised to do what they're supposed to do and get rid of this junk. And we see this in everything. But nobody wants to talk about Jeffrey Epstein worked for Mossad, and Mossad is controlled by Israel. Nobody wants to talk about anything. Nobody wants to talk about what happened with the USS Liberty. And how they were strafed over 5,000 times by the Israeli air forces. And they tried to sink the ship. Nobody wants to talk about the fact that it almost started World War III. And watch that movie, Sacrificing Liberty. It's one of the best movies I've ever watched. It's like a 3-part docudrama. It's excellent. And it talks to the actual sailors who were on board the Liberty, and it gives their personal testimonies of what happened. But Israel has been in the middle of this stuff because of the influence of the criminal cartels that run Israel, because of the Jewish mafia and the Italian mafia. All these groups are run together to organize crime. And if you read that book, I'm going to give it to you one more time, Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Vatican, and the mafia, you'll start seeing this group of people and how they're tied together. When the USS Normandy was sunk at the port in New York during World War II. And Lucky Luciana got involved with the United States as far as the secret, what was the OSS at that point, which became the CIA, and he started working for the basically government. That's when the mob actually got into bed with the United States government, and they began to realize that they needed to have funding that was going to be black ops, and Congress would have to approve it. And they went to Chiang Kai-shek in China, and they asked him, how are you funding this million-man army? And he said, basically, I do it by selling opium to the doggone peasants. And so they started running drugs out of Southeast Asia. This happened in the 50s, guys. And they started funding black operations through Operation Gladio and Operation Condor. This is the group that did this. And it's all the drug trade. And again, it's all being done through organized crime, who are their distribution arms. That ended up creating this big problem in Southeast Asia because they were starting running all the opiates and the poppies out. Well, they started basically doing weather modification back then, which flooded the Ho Chi Minh Trail, which ruined this area because it needs more of a dry climate to grow poppies. And they ended up having to move everything to Afghanistan. When they moved the drug trade to Afghanistan, what do? They basically left Vietnam because they no longer needed to do it. They were bringing in 50 kilos of heroin in every body bag and every casket of every GI. And those people with those body bags and those caskets were sacrosanct. Nobody could touch them. And they imported all this stuff into the different Air Force bases of the United States and distributed it to the mob groups. That's how they funded their black ops, guys. And then when they destroyed it, they moved it to Afghanistan. And in Afghanistan, the Taliban started taking this stuff out and getting rid of all these poppy fields. So they had to have a precipitating factor to go in Afghanistan and destroy Afghanistan. And they used 9/11 to do so, even though Afghanistan had nothing to do with it. because some guy's hiding in a cave. Osama bin Laden is hiding in a cave somewhere, and they started pushing drugs back through after they took over Afghanistan, and now they've got fentanyl. Once they develop fentanyl, and they've got a synthetic opioid that basically is a lot more effective than, you know, than heroin and kills a lot more people and much more addictive, now they don't need to be in Afghanistan anymore. So what do? they take the troops out of Afghanistan after 20 years. It's also stupid. And you start to realize that it doesn't make any difference. Organized crime and this international banking cartel runs the planet. And they're running control of Lucifer. And they want to tie us all into a D-Wave computer to allow us to be in a hive mind, because Lucifer is not, I repeat, is not omnipresent. And we don't even know if he's on this planet. We don't know where the heck he is. But we know he's probably in another dimension somewhere, but he is not omnipresent. He cannot be all places at all time. And this is exactly what I believe that he did in Genesis chapter 6. He basically came in and basically set up some type of hive mind system to create this evil energy field around the planet so that everybody's thoughts were evil all of the time, and he could control people's thoughts. That's what it says in the Bible, that everything was evil all of the time. Every thought was evil. And then God finally looked down and said, this is ridiculous. I got to fix this. And he flooded the planet. They came right back and started it over again after the flood. And then it got super evil again from the ancient Canaanite religions after the flood. And then ended up going to Rome, in which they're having open, you know, gladiatorial combat to the death and sacrificing people on crosses on the city streets and all these crazy things. And this is what happened. And Jesus came through God Almighty and said, we're going to stop all this stuff. We're going to set up a covenant in my blood as an omnipresent being. I could go into detail on that, which is going to allow you to basically be one with God again if you accept me as your personal Lord and Savior. And Christianity's got so much power. But this old world order that did it with Rome, that did it with the ancient Canaanite religions, that did it in the books of Noah, they're still here, guys, and they're still running the show, and they want their old world order back. This has nothing to do with the new world order. They want to have open gladiatorial combat to the death. They want to have open human sacrifices like they did with the Mayans and the Incas, like when they were worshiping Quetzalcoatl, which is another name for this entity. And this is what they want. They want to bring us back to their old world order, pre-Christianity, pre-Jesus. And the problem is they really think they can win this war against God. This war has been going on for probably thousands and thousands and thousands of years,
Are you aware of how common witchcraft is among members of Congress?
It's everywhere, bud. No, I am aware.
No, I'm specifically targeting Congress, not everywhere. Congress. What I am finding as I delve more into these people and who they are and what they are and what they represent, they are satanic. And I'm gonna call a guy out right now, Mitch McConnell, who's absolutely sabotaging the Republican Party in the senatorial races. He's withdrawn funding from 8 candidates. He's owned by China. His wife controls the 6 largest ports through her parents, and he makes about $25 million a year off his trading interests with China, and he sits before the Ouija boards. That's my understanding about Mitch McConnell. And yet the rest of the Senate tolerates this.
Well, look at Tom Brady. He's married to Giselle Bündchen, and she's an open admitted witch. And she sets up like little sacrificial altars for him before every game. And now she doesn't want him playing ball anymore. And by the way, she has more money than he does, because they always reward their witchy people, their witchcraft people, their weirdos. And now they're basically having all kinds of marital problems because supposedly she doesn't want him playing ball anymore. And so we'll see how good he is without all her witchcraft in the middle of it. And this whole thing is being controlled by the same people, guys. You know, 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, the witches ruled the world. They're the ones who were the blood drinkers and the weirdos and just all this crazy stuff. Look at the Oracle of Delphi. All this stuff was going on way back when. Because these witches basically were being used by Lucifer himself. Look at Jezebel in the Old Testament and all the witchcraft that she was involved in. And see, this is the thing we have to understand. That was the old world order. That's what they want back. But by the grace of God and the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have the ability to stand our ground against this. The biggest problem that we have is that the churches and the pastors won't engage. They won't do it. You know, many people listen to the Ted and Austin Brower show every day, and they say, hey, look, you know, this is our church. This is a service that we do because we always put scripture in, always. Scripture, 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 more scripture. And we want people to realize that if we stand our ground and we do what's right in God's eyes, we can stand against this. And that's what they're scared of. They're absolutely terrified about prayer because prayer creates scalar energy, and scalar energy changes the fabric of space-time. And they know that because they're witchcraft and weirdos. They're involved in it. Remember what the Bible says in John. It says, if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all of that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of the Father will live forever. And that's going to be in heaven with God. And we need to understand that, Dave. And that's what they use. They use the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, to get people to do their bidding. Oh, if you do this, we'll give you this. If you do this, we'll give you that. If you do this, we'll give you that. And you see it. You get Mitch McConnell now on a Ouija board. What the heck, you know? Bunch of weirdos. And the problem is once they get entrenched and they become powerful in the Senate and they've been there for decades, what ends up happening is their constituency is so strong, it's literally impossible to unseat them until they retire. And that's why there should be term limits with senators and with congresspeople. I mean, 6 years in Congress is enough. 2 years in the Senate, two terms or one term in the Senate is enough. And then they don't get entrenched in this stuff, and they don't get involved with these special projects and these special politics, which allows them to continue just to go on in perpetuity and make $25 million a year with their trading with China. What the heck is that all even about? But yet people aren't supposed to talk about it. And these are our Republican leaders. That's why I said there are no Republicans. There are no Democrats. There's patriots there and there's globalists, and that's it. The globalists are primarily the Satanists.
They're prostitutes.
That breaks us down to either the followers of Jesus Christ or the followers of Lucifer. That's the bottom line. And so you say, well, I don't want to be a Christian. Well, you need to think through that. What do you want to be if you don't want to be a Christian? If there's a God-shaped vacuum inside of you that only God can fill, and you're trying to fight this in your own power, in your own way, why do you think you're going to be successful with this? We need the power of Jesus, the blood of Christ that sanctifies us. We need that going through us and permeating us and giving us authority and power. You know, people say to me, you know, your wife passed, a month ago. My response is always yes. And they always say, well, how can you be so passionate about what you do? Because I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm in covenant with God through Jesus Christ. And he enables me and empowers me and allows me to continue to do what he's called me to do. I mean, I'm saddened by my wife's passing. I mean, I cried a river for 5 days. I didn't know what to do. We were married for 38 years, but it's not something that I can dwell on at this point. I've got to go forward because, guys, this earth's in trouble. And Satan's coming to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. He's trying to divide everything. This morning I wrote this, and I read it on the show this morning. I'm going to read it to you guys right now. And I want you to listen to me very carefully on what I say about this because this is really important. Listen to this. Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. Okay, here it is. I wrote this morning, and listen to it. He says, the enemy's strategy is to divide the people on this planet. You know, through these different by I'm going to change this because some of it's personal. By dividing those in agreement, by finding disagreement, there will always be disagreement between family members. But this time, the enemy is trying to divide us between each other because we have been overwhelmed with what's happening on this planet. The whole planet is being weakened by the battles of husbands against wives, sons against fathers, daughters against mothers, brothers against sisters, and father-in-law against daughter-in-laws, race against race, ideology against ideology. In every way possible, the enemy is blowing every disagreement and conflict into a tool of division to use against the followers of Jesus. And, you know, Austin and I spoke about all this last night, and we realized that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And when we go through turmoil like this, two things are going to happen. Either we're going to be closer as patriots, and you guys prove that to me with your unbelievably incredible outpouring of flowers at my wife's funeral, but over 750 arrangements from all over the world came. It was like Princess Diana was being buried. The flowers were covering the entire church because we're going to tie together and become unified, or we can become divided because that's what they want us to do. And remember, we have to be peacemakers. I mean, we have to understand that, you know, we can hold this thing together through Christ who strengthens us, for this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and we'll be glad in it. And for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's the thing we've got to look at. And as Christians, we have to continue to persevere, continue to fight the good fight. Sharon would have wanted me to continue this and continue with you guys and continue to tell the truth about Jesus because she's in heaven with God now. You know, she's won her victory in Jesus. And see, listen to me, friends. That's the hope that we all have, and that's in glory in Christ. And if we don't have that hope, then why are we even here? Why are we even here? If we don't know that we can stand the ground and this thing is hopeless, which it is not hopeless, we can stand against this. If we continue to eat meat, if we continue to use dollars, if we continue not to buy hybrid cars, if we continue to do the things they don't want us to do, if you continue to support companies like Health Masters, you know, and say, I'm going to get my vitamins and your supplements from Health Masters and not go on Amazon and buy stuff that's junk anyhow most of the time. You continue to do what you're supposed to do as Christians and pray for one another. I prayed for you guys this morning. We can stand against this in the aggregate. But if we don't, The United States is on a slippery slope to hell right now, guys. We've already killed 60 million babies through abortion. We've already fed the beast, you know, Baal, Moloch, and Asherah.
Ted, without divine intervention, the game is over. Americans, except for about 10% of us, are a defeated nation. They can't stand up politically. We may show some fight when they can't eat and there's no means of survival. And we may fight back then, Ted, but right now, we are a defeated nation. And people get mad when I say it. I'm saying, show me. There's 10% of us. Tell me, people of Kentucky, why is Mitch McConnell still in office? Why haven't you recalled that traitor? Because we're too busy. Here's the deal, Ted. Americans don't believe they can win a political battle. They don't care. They've just tuned it out, and we see it every day. And it's getting old. And the only way that this nation gets saved is if enough people repent and God says, okay, maybe I'll give a second chance and lift my judgment. But we are a nation under judgment. And all you have to do to see why is look at our leaders. You have a president who showers with his daughter. Look at the Ashley diary. Why is the FBI going after the people who exposed it? You have school boards that are perverting our children. I mean, every aspect of society is being turned upside down with satanic influence, and a few people are standing up, but most are just tolerating it, Ted.
Well, you know, but Dave, in Broward County, they were trying to have, I think, October is full transgender, tranny, cross-dressing pervert month in the schools in Broward County in Florida, and they had so many people show up at the school board meeting, they basically blackened the sun and said, absolutely, hell no, this ain't happening. You ain't doing this anymore. We're done. Because down in Broward County, it's really controlled. It's a Cabalist-controlled county. Remember, that's what happened down there with Sheriff Israel in Parkland and all the weird crap that he was involved in. First thing the Governor DeSantis did when he took off, he fired, you know, Sheriff Israel. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. And, you know, and then we've got videotapes from helicopters flying overhead of people after the shooting getting and putting a big gear bag into the back of a doggone pickup truck. And the lady saying, I saw guys carrying guns that I've never seen before. They weren't AR-15s. This is a full hit team came into that school. And so the sheriffs and the deputies were told to stand down and not go in until they could clear their crew from the back of the building. And this is the thing that's happening all over the planet now. People are standing up and saying, we're not going to put up with this crap anymore. See, the thing about it is, it just takes a catalyst. It takes a catalyst to do this. It takes a group of people that say no. And Broward County said no to the perversion month in October. They finally ruled 9-1 against it. Here's the problem. One person who's a pervert still said, go ahead and do it. But what will happen? I guarantee you that person will not be reelected because he wants to indoctrinate the children. And see, they did all this crap. They started it all in the 40s when they started right after World War II, when they found out that the Nazis had used fluoride in the concentration camps to make the inmates infertile and compliant. And they realized that if they put fluoride in the water supply, they could dumb down the population of the planet and dumb down the population of the United States and stop the men who were willing to get out of the doggone landing craft on the beaches of Normandy and all of them die in some landing crafts with that kind of bravery. They had to stop that, Dave, and they had to make girly men out of everybody. And that's why they brought the Frankfurt School over here, and they started indoctrinating us with social welfare systems and being queer. This is the thing that happened all over the world. And they came in and they destroyed cultures through cultural Marxism. Germany is no more. When I go over there, gosh, my relatives are over there, and they're just a bunch of people that comply with everything. They follow all of the rules, and they just don't stand up against it anymore. And then if they say anything against the government, they're automatically in Germany labeled a neo-Nazi, you know, and they're like, we're not neo-Nazis. We just don't want to be locked down all the time and have our industry shut down. Then they took and started adding bisphenol A and plastics into our food supply and contaminating estrogen into the food, which took the testosterone out of the men because it's antagonistic to testosterone and decreased testosterone, which changed the secondary sexual characteristics. And we end up with a whole generation. And now we have 70 years of people basically that are passive, and we have men that no longer have testosterone enough to tell the truth. And they don't even want to have relations with their wives anymore.
Ted, let me ask you this.
It's ridiculous.
How is it, and I've wondered this because I'm not affected by this. I think people know when I get behind the microphone, I am not affected by this. You're not affected by this. How is it that people like you and me don't fall victim to this environmental poisons that they're putting on us and we're able to persevere and move forward? Do you have any idea?
Really, main things are age, Dave. You know, I'm 66. You're what you're. I don't know what you are. I'm not going to disclose your name on your age on the show.
That's an unlisted number, Ted.
Well, I know, but I don't care. I have more energy. I'm in better shape now. I take zero medications, and I work out 6 days a week. I did that. I walked in the gym and picked up a 100-pound curl bar and did 8 reps with it.
Okay.
And,
you know, I mean, Ted, I'm in Ted, better Ted, shape. Answer my question. What is it about you and me? Okay. Well, it's not just our age.
Dave, we weren't the ones who were raised on the Hostess Twinkie crap. We weren't the ones that had this. We had parents that were still patriots. I mean, it's our age, bud.
It's more than that. One of my broadcast partners, Doug Thornton, on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, he's in his 30s. He left DHS because he couldn't take the BS. He's a combat veteran. He's a man's man. He's a power lifter. And I'm telling you, this guy is a man's man. He's in his 30s. So it's not just our age. He's like we are.
Well, Dave, I don't know what the answer is you want me to say to you. I don't know what you want me to say. I just told you why I think it's that way. I don't know how to answer your question. Some guys are just different than the guys in our testosterone levels are not being affected as much as other people's testosterone levels are being affected. There are still men in the military that are real men. There are still men who are being raised by people who eat organic and eat clean and don't put a bunch of chemicals in their body that are still real men. There are still men who have been raised by men who are teaching their boys how to be men. The problem is it's not lasting like that. The generation now, I spoke to a friend of mine, her name is Teresa the other day, and she said that her daughter was being indoctrinated at the age of 17 as a senior in high school with all of this gay agenda stuff. So I talked to her daughter. And her daughter said that literally 95% of the girls now in her high school say they're bi gender. They're bi. They're both basically men. They'll go sleep with girls and with boys. And she said the same thing is true with the boys. She said there's only a few left of the boys that are basically saying, no, I'm a real man and I like women. And so that's the problem we run into. And what's happened, Dave, is the cultural Marxism that has crept its way through our society and indoctrinated these young children while they were in a theta brainwave state to think that all of this crap is okay and all this filth is okay. That's why they want the children. That's why they want transgender story hours. That's why they want everything that they're doing right now, because their god, Ein Sof, the Kabbalist god, Ein Sof, is an hermaphrodite. That's one of the reasons they worship the goat, because it's an hermaphrodite. Baphomet, and this is the group that basically wants everybody to be hermaphroditic, to be a transgender, because they consider it the closest expression to God. So the cultural Marxism has crept into the university systems, it's crept into Hollywood, owns the university systems, and they're teaching all of these children not to be men, because if you're a man, you're a misogynistic pig. Okay, well, I'm not a misogynistic pig. I just really like women. I like being with women. Women are really nice. I'm not a misogynistic pig. Yes, you are, because you like women. What the hell is wrong with you? Why would you say a guy likes a girl? It's misogynistic. It's stupid. And it's the indoctrination they've done to us, Dave. But that indoctrination doesn't stick with a lot of people because their testosterone levels are still high enough or their cultural raising was different. And that's the answer that you have there. There are certain guys out there that are raised by fathers who have taught those young boys how to be men. Like I taught Austin, like I taught Harrison, like Austin's teaching his young son. And all of these people out here, we are working together to try to maintain the unity of the United States. But you think about it. If 95% of these people think they're queer down in the school, this girl I talked to, what's going to happen? Because that becomes their new normal. Well, in 40, 50 years from now, when they're my age, suddenly the new normal is everybody's queer, everybody's gay, and there's going to be evil all of the time everywhere. It's the Kabbalist Luciferian sect that has done this, but some of us stay immune, and we stand for the word of God and teach the truth.
Ted,
and that's who we are.
You just blew the microphone out there for
Sorry,
a second. Okay, because wow. You did something to your mic, too, because your volume's a little on the low side.
How's it? Is that better now?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure it died. Well, no, I started preaching. This is how, when I'm in a church, this is what I do.
Well, Ted, I want to tell you my answer. The reason that some people, and it's not just you and me, there's 10% of the country that's unaffected by this. The reason why is I think it's divine intervention. That's why.
Of course it is. Yeah, yes, that's exactly right. God chooses the leaders he wants to choose. Remember, the Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And you tie everything else I just said to that too. But you see, a lot of people that are standing the gap, they're not Christians. They're not following God. They're basically patriots that are carrying guns and are former military. And so, you know, is God using them? Absolutely, that's a possibility. But, you know, here's the thing. Years ago, God spoke to me in a dream. I've told you guys out of the story before. He actually spoke to me in German, which is my first language. And he basically snapped me tight and basically, to paraphrase what was said, very loosely paraphrasing. It was get back to work, do my work, do my will, rely on me, and I'll take care of you. And that's what he's done. I came out of retirement to do what I do. And it's because I love everybody listening today. And if I've been able to energize you to stand in your faith and stand your ground today, it's what I'm here for. And see, and that's the key we have to have. All of us have to have faith in God Almighty. We have to take our children to church. And if you don't take them to church, you homeschool those kids and you do Bible studies with them and you teach them the Word of God. And we continue to raise little Christians, because that's the biggest problem we have. We've stopped raising little Americans in the United States. The same thing happened with Rome. They stopped raising little Romans. They got all caught up in all these other cultures. We've done the same thing. We've allowed them to come in there and socially indoctrinate us through the Frankfurt School and destroy our cohesiveness as a nation. But yet we have pockets, like Dave said, of people that are being led by the Most High God, who are being used by the Most High God, and who are basically standing against the tyranny and are willing to be vocal about it. And see, that's the key. Tell your people to listen to all your friends. Listen to me, my friends. If I rarely ask you to do things for me. I'm going to ask you to do something right now. This show today is critically important that you transmit this show to all of your friends. My show yesterday that I did on my podcast yesterday on September the 8th, critically important you listen to my podcast yesterday on September the 8th on basically
how do people get to that podcast?
They can go to healthmasters.com. And they'll see a link. It says, click on the archives, to talk show archives. Mm-hmm. Listen to the show I did yesterday on September the 8th, 2022. And I tell you what, if you think this was motivating today with you guys, which I hope you did, because I'm trying to do God's work in my life, you'll really love yesterday's show. And Thursday a week ago was another really, really good show that we did. And every once in a while, we get one like today, which goes off the chain. And you guys have to take that show and send it to your friends. Because listen to me, guys. It's not about me or Dave. It's about all of us standing our ground and standing for the United States. It's about getting these corrupt politicians out of office and telling the people the truth about who's doing this. If you understand this battle is not against flesh and blood, but against these entities and these principalities and these other dimensions, then you see the truth and you understand it. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense, because they've set the spider web up so big with so many branches in it that people are twinging the spider web all the time trying to say, well, it's this, but they never go to the nexus of the spider web, and they never see the Satanist, Kabbalist, Luciferians at the center of this stuff. They're the ones pulling the whole strings on the entire spider web, and unless we understand that, we can't figure out how it happens. Mitch McConnell sitting in front of a Ouija board, what a bunch of sick weirdos they are. Trying to get Lucifer to give him answers. What a bunch of whack bags.
Well, you just look at this. You have open borders, and Biden knows what's going on. Or let's put it this way. His handlers knows what's going on. And they're trafficking everybody through the border. The cartel runs the border today. If they catch someone coming across without a cartel bracelet, and the bracelet's color-coded to tell how much they owe, they kill those people if they don't have a bracelet. They have these young girls, 10, 12 years old, that they prostitute out when they get them here. They're bringing in the fentanyl from China, which is an act of war. And this president is complicit in all this. He should be tried, and he should be punished for treason against the United States, because this is what he's doing. And we just tolerate it.
Well, as should all the other presidents that we've had in office right now that are still alive, all of them. Every living president right now is basically compliant in all of this crap. I mean, all of them. The only two that I talked about earlier was Kennedy and Reagan, and Reagan was compliant after they drug him into a stupor.
And what did they have in common? They both got shot.
One of them got killed. The one of them basically was put on drugs for the entire administration. They would prop him up in front of a camera because he was such a great orator, and he'd give a really rousing speech. And, you know, we once again for a few years felt as though we had Norman Rockwell America back, because Reagan had brought it back. We felt proud of our country. But, you know, he's the same guy who got rid of basically being able to buy a machine gun in the United States. He had the same guy who basically gave the drug companies complete and total immunity over any damage they would cause by vaccines. He's the same guy that set up the Vaccine Compensation Fund, which is basically paid out billions and billions and billions of dollars now to individuals who have children that have been brain damaged from all of these vaccines. And then think about it too, Dave. These children that are getting these 76 vaccines now that are filled with all kinds of adjuvants and aluminum, their brains aren't working right, bud. They ain't there. You know, lights are on and nobody's home.
I see that a lot with a faraway look. You can tell people in two ways. A lot of the politicians, a lot of the people who are like them, they have these dark eyes, this faraway look. They're disconnected emotionally and socially. And you see that in them. And the other people you see is they're disassociated because of their medical background. Ted, we're just about out of time. So I wanted to say healthmasters.com is where you want to go. Listen, I'm a customer of Health Masters. And I'll tell you, they've got the breast products out there. And with what's going on with Medicare and how medicines are going to be not available to Medicare people because Biden is blocking this. Well, that's another show, another time. So Health Masters is where you want to go. The coupon code is Health5. Ted, it sounds like we got some construction going on there.
Yeah, we do. They don't know I'm doing your show right now.
That's okay.
I'm working in the backyard.
Well, Ted, we're just about out of time, but I just want to make sure I got in the coupon code Health5, healthmasters.com, folks. I'll tell you, it's better than what modern medicine's bringing you because they are corrupted. Ted, thanks so much for coming on. It was a good sermon. It needed to be said.
It was a good sermon. Thank you, Lord.
It needed to be said, Ted, and thanks for coming on the Common Sense Show.
I appreciate you, Dave. Thanks for calling me.
God bless you, Ted.
Bye-bye.